1995, November 10th. How time flies. Oh, it's 15 years now. I somehow overwhelmed. And a lot of things have happened in Nigeria. But the memory of the likes of Ken Saro and other Ogunis who surrendered their life, the struggle, non-violent struggle of our people, seems to come alive again as November 10 draws closer. Like what Ken predicted in his famous article, the Nigerian newspaper, The Coming War in the Delta. The war in the Delta has been quite violent because they refuse to listen to the non-violent option. Every November 10th, I think, is a day of deep philosophical reflection, deep solidarity and fraternity with the memories of November 10, 1995, when Saro and others were hanged by the dictatorship of General Sani Abacha in collaboration with Shell Petroleum Development Company. Well, we'll continue to do what we do every November 10th, candlelight procession in Port Harcourt and other places, continue to reinforce the position about some of the demands, and continue to deepen the struggle for self-determination, minority rights, human rights, in a very non-violent manner. Nigeria at 50, actually there is nothing to celebrate, except we are celebrating a colossal failure, a nation that cannot afford the basic needs, in spite of all the money for our citizens. There is actually nothing to celebrate. A nation that cannot provide common infrastructure, a nation that cannot provide hospitals, a nation that cannot provide good educational system, a nation that continues to operate by a smaller cabal of people, holding every person hostage in the name of governance. There is nothing to celebrate.
Thank you, Patrick.